Oh, hello. This is a kiwi. See this? You can find it at any grocery store. It's got a lot of vitamins and calcium in it. But we're not here to talk about a kiwi. We're here to talk about Kiwi Junior, the band from Toronto, Canada. It's 88.5 Live with Kiwi Junior, and you can see them tonight at Gold Diggers LA. Tickets are still available. Their album is out right now. It's called Cooler Returns. 88.5 Live now with Kiwi Junior.
That song's called Waiting in Line. We're going to do another one. This is the title track off our new record, Cooler Returns.
One, two, three, four.
Super Bowl Sunday, 2020. See you again at the reading. turn shows, new revisions, 2 minutes to post. I don't want to task you out, but could you break this vibe for the Jukebox Jody? They've got big ideas about police and thieves and graduate degrees, and I'm just trying to visualize some laundry on a line. Get carried away in the wake of the naked new. Now I'm stuck north by northeast, learning object permanence again.
Live with Kiwi Jr. here at the studios. That was so cool, you guys. You guys are playing Gold Diggers tonight in L.A. Tickets are on sale right now at dice.fm. Your album Cooler Returns are out now on Sub Pop Records. Welcome to California, you guys.
Thanks. It's hot out.
Yeah, it's very hot. Jeremy, Mike, Brohan, and Brian, you got here on Santa Ana weather days, so it's not typically this scorching. I expect you guys Canadians to be melting at this point. But do you guys mind if I ask you three quick questions from Barry Funkhauser? Can I ask you three quick questions?
Of course.
Question number one. Southern California, some of you have been here before, some of you have not. How about first impressions? Can we go around the room starting with Brohan here? First impressions about Southern California, probably compared to Canada, Canadia?
Yeah, there's palm trees here. Don't have those. I know.
You don't have palm trees there?
Not naturally, no. Yeah. Fake ones.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Well, I was going to say palm trees too, so...
Is it really a big deal to see palm trees? I guess I'm desensitized
to it. It's always on it's like postcard living.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, you know.
You should see the sunsets here. Ooh. Okay, anybody else?
I was just going to say I'm a huge fan of all the, like, orange groves, lemon trees, and all that, lime trees. Very jealous that you could have that easy access to fresh produce.
Up here, we can grow anything and everything, and boy, do we, don't we? We can't grow kiwis here, though. Those are only China and New Zealand, I think. And Canada, apparently. Okay, what about you there?
Good tacos. Hot sauce is very hot, though.
Yes, that's the answer I was looking for. Tacos. Okay, question two. Kiwi Junior, group highlights from this point. You guys are kind of a new band, right? How long have you been together?
I think our first record came out in 2019, so this is on our second record, Cooler Returns, out now.
The
first one's not 4 years.
Four or 5 years, I think.
Highlights?
Yeah, give us some highlights of the band so far. Or lowlights. That would be cool too.
I mean, a highlight is definitely just putting out Cooler on Sub Pop. Very cool label, very cool. Happy to work with them. So that's very cool. That's
Sub Pop's a big one. What about you guys over there?
Highlights. Well, we had a song on Hockey Night in Canada recently. Do you know what that is?
Hockey Night in Canada?
Yeah.
Is that like?
It'd be like
Is that like American?
It's
like
on NBC.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Oh, do they have a theme song like "It's Hockey Night"?
No lyrics, but yeah,
it's a very iconic.
No vocals, but yeah, they have a theme song.
Yeah. And you guys were on it?
Our song was on it for like 5 seconds, but
that's cool. That's big for Canada.
Yeah.
Canadians and hockey. I think you guys are like born with a stick in your hand, right? Isn't that what they say? Okay, question number three. Or actually, you. How about some more highlights from the band at this point? You're playing in L.A. here tonight.
Yeah, to be honest, right before the pandemic, we went to the U.K. and we played like 5 or 6 shows. It was our first real tour. First time leaving the country, and that was definitely a highlight. We had a great time. Every show was great. Met a lot of nice, cool people. And then it all kind of blew up, but before that, that was great.
Would you guys call yourselves like indie rock?
Sure.
Is that how it goes? Does that do well over there overseas?
Yeah.
You get a lot of people?
I think, the UK folk tended to gravitate towards guitar music, perhaps more so than other parts of the world.
All right. Well, as far as tacos go, what else is a highlight for you over there?
In the UK, I can't speak to their taco quality. We stayed away.
Oh, really? I probably would too.
Yeah.
You know, more bangers and mash probably and
mushy peas.
Yeah. Okay. Final question here. This is the big one. This is for everyone. Round robin, real quick. You guys know about the horse duck question? The famous, popular horse duck question. I want you to tell me, would you rather battle 100 duck-sized horses or would you rather battle 1 horse-sized duck and why? Show your work.
I'll battle the duck-sized or horse-sized ducks. The lot of them. No, the group.
You want all the little duck-sized horses.
Yeah, I think I could trick them with some bread. and you know, maybe wield one of them, turn one to my side.
Oh, you want to recruit these? Okay, what about you?
I think it's hay, though, right? Not bread, because they're like little horses, is the idea.
Okay, ducks.
Well, I mean, that's an even bigger question, isn't it? I would battle the enormous duck, because...
You think you could take it?
No, but I think it would be cool to see it.
Yeah.
You know, like...
I was going to say the big boy as well, because I think I'm done either way, and I would like to see the giant duck at least once before I die.
Seems and less nippy, right? Like, all those little horses.
Yeah, I'm curious if the horse-sized duck, like, what can it do? Like, horses kick, right? Is this duck going to be able to kick? I don't know.
It's got that dangerous
ducks
beak.
Ducks are dangerous.
It's got the big beak. I think if you stayed underneath and behind, you could do some damage.
So you're after the big duck, too, then?
No further comment.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope there's no ducks or horses tonight at Gold Diggers. I don't think there will be ducks or horses. You guys are playing tonight, 7 o'clock. Tickets are still up. They are available at dice.fm. Your album's out, Cooler Returns. I hope the next time you do return to L.A., it will be cooler.
Me too.
And what's next for you guys? What's the horizon hold for Kiwi Jr.?
We have a bunch of dates. In the fall, November, there's some East Coast U.S. dates and East Coast Canadian dates. Yeah, starting, I think, in the first weekend of November. All that info's on our website.
Getting back out there.
Yeah, trying to.
Is it kiwijr.com?
It is, yep.
Yes.
All the info's there.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming to the studio and rocking out and playing us some jams. I also want to thank Tristan and Matt back there making this sound so good.
Thanks,
and everybody
guys.
At Sub Pop Records for making this thing happen. 88.5 Live with Kiwi Jr. Again, you can see him at Gold Diggers tonight at 7 o'clock. Tickets are still up there. There are limited
Very
tickets
limited.
Available, but you can get them right now at dice.fm, or you can click below. I think you can click below, too. But anyway, Kiwi Jr., you guys, thank you so much. Can you play us out?
Thanks,
Barry. You mind
playing
us out since we're totally live here? Rock out. Okay, thanks for watching, everybody. 88.5 FM.
Thanks for having us.